Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
There's perspective.
You just gotta keep an open mind.
And then there's New York perspective.
Are you as offended as I am?
And contrary to popular opinion.
We can't make deals with just anybody.
Talk Radio 77 WABC. From Wall Street to the White House, this is the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. This is the Larry Kudlow Show. We're going to talk to the great pollster John McLaughlin, CEO of McLaughlin and Associates. John Princeton didn't quite make it last night.
No, gave it their best shot.
Anyway,
they give it.
I want to talk to you. It's very interesting. Throughout this, Alvin Bragg, you know, Alvin Bragg's the DA that can indict a ham sandwich, and all this stuff, the Trump derangement syndrome goes on. There's a lot of powerful news organs that are against Trump that, in the past, have been helpful to him, but his polls are rising. And his lead against DeSantis is widening. And I think, John, your stuff shows his lead against Biden is widening. So talk to us about that, if you would.
Well, the only crime that Donald Trump committed is that he's ahead in the polls. And you and I know each other. Well, first of all, Larry, your advice to him over the years, he's been a pro-growth president, and that's what people want. And he's a businessman. He's an outsider. And, you know, like in the polls that you're referring to, I tell you, 85% of all voters say they've been negatively impacted by inflation. 42% have said that they've been so negatively impacted by inflation, they can't make ends meet. I mean, when you listed in the beginning of your show the consumer prices, gasoline, food, et cetera, what they've gone up by, and inflation being this horrible tax, that's what's really affecting people. And they're looking at Joe Biden, who most voters disapprove, 54%, and they're looking at Trump, and they're saying, I would vote for Trump again, 48-43. Among 1,000 likely voters. And if people want to check out this survey, we publish it every month. We have a history of publishing this over the years, that if they want to check it out, they can go to our website, McLaughlinOnline.com. And in 2016, when you and I were advising President Trump to get him elected back then, we were never ahead in the popular vote. We were close, and we could win a battleground state victory. And in 2020, when he was up for re-election, it was the same scenario, a very close race where we could win a battleground state victory. Now he's ahead in the national popular vote because Joe Biden is the worst president the country's ever had. I mean, he's worse than Jimmy Carter. I mean, we're looking at an economic inflation that I listen, you know, I can read polls, but you give the economic advice, this is not going away. And the American people want this stopped. I mean, it's when you look at the polls and you ask them if the country's going forwards or backwards, they're telling us that I've ever seen American polls where 2/3, 65% of the voters say we're going backwards and not forwards, only 35% forwards. And they say the economy's getting worse. That was the poll this week, 67% to 26%. The economy's getting worse. So
why is he? Why is his lead widening over Governor DeSantis? DeSantis publishes a book. The book goes to the top of the list. You know, Trump has a lot of bad headlines that he's going to be indicted. But his polls have widened significantly against Ron DeSantis, and I think that. That surprises me. What's your explanation, and what do your own polls show?
Well, he's been president, and he's done a good job. And what, in light of Biden, I mean, first of all, I mean, they couldn't have picked a worse DA to try to indict Trump.
Right.
And politically, you know, when the coincidence For years, I used to work for Arthur Finkelstein, and we ran campaigns for lots of candidates. And one of the political things you do is when you have trouble, like Biden does, because they got the bank records from China, and they're looking at millions of dollars coming into the Biden family, and they're making, you know, there's news that Biden doesn't want to be the headlines. So what he does is, get me out of the news. We need to create a diversion. Okay, who can we have indict Trump? Fulton County DA, the Justice Department? No, let's have Alvin Bragg do it. a radical left-wing Soros prosecutor that Republicans really dislike, that is a national disgrace because he lets criminals go, and then he, you know, but he'll indict people like Jose Alba, who got stabbed and owned a bodega. And so he decides to indict Trump. And in the meantime, conservatives then flock to Trump because this guy's a really bad guy. I mean, he's somebody that if Lee Zeldin had been elected governor, he would have fired the guy.
So Bragg is boosting Trump's numbers, you're saying?
Because last month we had Trump, well, back in January, we had Trump leading a field of 13 candidates in the primary, 43-31. And this month it's 46-23 with 8% for Pence, everybody else less, against. In January, we had Trump leading DeSantis 52-40 in a one-on-one race. This month, it's 61-31 because conservatives are flocking to Trump to defend him. But
DeSantis is trying to run. I mean, I haven't heard much about Governor DeSantis about the economy, John. In fact, I haven't heard anything. But he's certainly trying to run as a cultural conservative. Now, you're saying that's not working.
No, well, most of the voters in the country, the economy is the top issue, particularly inflation.
Right.
And Trump, thankfully you were with President Trump, and when he was president, we had virtually no inflation.
Yeah, we didn't have inflation. We had no inflation. 4 years, basically. Yeah, incredible.
Economic growth.
Yep.
What's growth going to be over the current year? You know that better than I do. They're saying it's going to be like zero, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when Trump was president, You were growing the economy. The tax cuts worked.
So I'm just interested. DeSantis has a best-selling book, and he goes all over. Right. He's on five Fox shows, Fox News shows, you know, and he's out and about, right? He's around the country. But his numbers come down. Now, you think that's a function of the Alvin Bragg business that kind of blocked DeSantis out, or is there something else going on there?
There's something else going on, too. That's blocking out. Also, when Trump announced he was running again in November, he really didn't campaign. And what he's doing now is, you know, he let the holidays go by. But then January, February, he started going out. He started going. People weren't sure he was really running.
Mm.
And now he's been in, you know, Iowa. He's been in South Carolina, New Hampshire. He's been to East Palestine, Ohio, the site of, you know, when Biden was away giving our tax dollars.
That was
over
a brilliant move. Brilliant move by Trump. Absolutely. Looked like a president.
And when you ask these primary voters, do you think Trump should run again? 61% say yes. And if he runs, would you support or oppose him? It's 74-22. They would support him.
Mm.
But in a field of candidates, he's only in the 40s. And it's because they're looking at the other candidates. And they look at them and they're saying, DeSantis isn't Trump. He's trying to beat Trump without being Trump. Mm. And that doesn't work for these voters because the majority, when you ask them if they have pride in the United States or they're worried or they're angry, the majority of these voters now tell us they're angry. The rest say that they're worried. So what they're so upset at what's going on, they're looking and saying, we need someone who's not just like Trump. Mm. We need
What about, let me just ask you about some of the others show up in the poll. Mike Pence is in all these polls. He's around 7 or 8%.
Right.
He's not going up. He's not going down. He's picking up his appearances now. What do you make of the Pence story? What's your take on the Pence story?
You know, Mike Pence, he's a nice guy, but he's going to get the Mr. Congeniality Award in this contest because he's not taking stands that would be intense enough to convert the primary voters into real votes. And his strength was he was Trump's vice president.
Mm-hmm.
Now he seems to be criticizing and splitting with Trump at a time when most primary voters want Trump again. Mm. So it's being counterproductive. He's actually inside the Republican primary. He's actually building a significant level of negatives right now. And that's DeSantis' dilemma. Mm. DeSantis' base is Trump's base, yeah. But he's not as intense and as strong. So when he gets in against Trump, he's going to build negatives.
What's Nikki Haley's base?
Not really. Yeah, she's part of the universe.
You're breaking up, John. Go to the window.
I'm actually out by the airport in Palm Beach, so everybody's going to Texas. So
is Nikki Haley, is she close to DeSantis? Now, it's her numbers. I saw some polls where she's in the Republican primary numbers. She's actually in the low teens. Which surprised me.
That's only in South Carolina where she was the governor.
Oh, okay.
And it's not in the national poll. It's not a national primary. She's really got a piece of the South Carolina vote, maybe some of the New Hampshire vote. That's it. So, you know, there's a long time. It's 10 months until the Iowa caucus. So these other candidates are going to have to go out and spend time in the early states. Mm. In the meantime, Donald Trump's still the dominant candidate in these days.
What about somebody like Mike Pompeo, who is very highly regarded, as you know? He's a very smart guy, military man, businessman, has a background nobody else has, CIA director, and, of course, Secretary of State, where he did a good job. And, by the way, his book spent 99% of the time praising Donald Trump. Is there a Pompeo niche in this Republican primary?
Not as long as Donald Trump's in it.
Right.
I mean, there is a foreign policy. You could have more of a foreign policy crisis with Ukraine and other things. And he was an exceptional Secretary of State, exceptional CIA director.
Mm-hmm.
But still, right now, the dominant issue is economics. And you really need a pro-growth economic message.
By the way, Pompeo is very good on – he's a supply-sider. I mean, I talk to him a lot. He doesn't say – you know, that's not his calling card. He doesn't write op-eds about it, but he is a free market supply sider.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably, but as long as Donald Trump's in this and the front runner and the voters want him to beat Joe Biden, it's very hard to, you know, get recognition for that.
Now, let me go to the Democratic side. Mm-hmm. I just saw polls this week. I talked about it on a TV show. The University of Chicago, what is it, NORC?
Right.
One sponsored by the AP and one sponsored by the Wall Street Journal. Joe Biden is cratering right now. But how is it possible, John McLaughlin, that with Biden cratering, nobody wants to no Democratic heads pop up above the waterline to challenge him? I mean, he's like the Wizard of Oz. You pull the curtain back and there's, you know, some little guy there with no power, but nobody wants to challenge him. How is this possible?
Well, he's the incumbent president, but at some point, if somebody did, in a field of a dozen or so candidates, or even more candidates, he only gets 23%. And his weakness, what tells you how really weak he is that they changed the rules for the Democrats to nominate delegates.
Mm-hmm.
Their first delegate state is South Carolina. They've totally wiped out the Iowa caucus for Democrats. The New Hampshire primary is a show primary. It's not a real primary. They're doing that because Biden is so weak. South Carolina delivered him the nomination after four losses. Mm-hmm. They're rigging the rules again. And the question is, does Biden – see, I don't think Biden's going to make it. I mean, I just think he's so weak and things are so bad. They may dump him, and you know, the Democrats, whether it's Kamala Harris that they don't want, that's the other thing, is Kamala Harris's function, I'm sure, is like impeachment insurance, because if anything happens to Biden, they get her as president.
That's right.
And nobody wants her.
Yeah, but you have very ambitious governors like Gavin Newsom, whom I know quite well, but also this chap in Illinois, Pritzker, whom I don't know.
Right.
He's a rich guy, could self-fund. I mean, these are governors. And in those left, you know, left-wing blue states, I guess they're very popular. But they don't seem to want to run.
Not right now. But, you know, it could be a situation like 1968. You're old enough to remember. You were, weren't you a Kennedy Democrat at some point?
I was JFK and RFK.
Well, think about this as RFK, where RFK didn't get in until Eugene McCarthy put the torpedo into LBJ in the New Hampshire primary. At some point, if somebody gets in, and they're positioning for it, like Gavin Newsom, they're entertaining reparations in California.
I know.
So it can help them in South Carolina and Georgia in the primary.
That's great.
I mean, it's so obvious. It is so obvious. And when you look at...
Where's my reparations? Where's your reparations? Jeez. White males don't get white males don't get reparations, John. That's the problem.
I don't know. Maybe. That fought for the union. But what about Whitmer? She repealed right to work in Michigan.
Yeah, she's a hero. Gretchen Whitmer. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, she wants the unions. So.
All right, John. Thanks for the rundown. It's great stuff. Fascinating story. Trump's fascinating story. All right, buddy, take care. I got to take a quick break. Outside of the break, we're going to talk to Chris Edwards of the Cato Institute. I'm Larry Kudlow. Please stay with us.
Larry Kudlow.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.